You're listening to The Pulse. Morgan Fitzpatrick Andrews has long known that he would eventually lose his sight, but he's never lost his creative vision. He's a theater maker, a puppeteer, punk musician, and a yoga instructor. He also has a rare congenital eye disease called Cone-Rod Dystrophy 5. In a new solo performance piece entitled Cones, Andrews challenges ideas of vision loss and what's associated with it. He told us about it for this week's edition of our series, Patient Files.
So I became aware when I was a little kid that I was seeing these dots everywhere. And I felt like I had some sort of superpower, like I could see atoms. Like if you look at an old TV set and it has that sort of static, all those dots that make up the image in the cathode ray tube monitor. That's what the world looks like to me. When I was younger, the first medium that I gravitated toward was music, because it was like, well, I'm losing my vision. Guess I'll be the blind guy on the porch playing the guitar. And then I took a different turn and decided that what I wanted to do was rehabilitate my vision. So I became a graphic artist, working a lot with woodblock prints. And I liked that a lot because with the woodcuts, it was more like I was pulling these images out of the darkness. And then I got really into shadow puppetry because I wanted to use this process of carving things out of blackness to tell stories.
My dad, who didn't live with me and my mom, he was legally blind. In fact, half the people on that side of my family were legally blind. So my eye doctor wanted to keep my vision, which was also really, really bad, in check. So he would sit me down about 20 feet away from this eye chart, and he would point to it, and he would say, what it is on this first line.
A lot of the work that I've done as an artist has been very much shaped by my Cone-Rod dystrophy. The reality is that my vision is deteriorating in a certain way, and part of the process of making art is to see what can emerge in its place.
And the reason why you come back every year and your eyes are worse and worse and worse, and I have to give you stronger and stronger and stronger prescription, is because it is the cells, the hereditary condition that you have, the little cones in the back of your eye.
So I'm making this piece called Cones, and I wanted to make a piece that was about living somewhere in the space between blindness and sightedness. And for someone like me that has a retinal disease, that is so front and center, that space and that expectation of what seeing is supposed to be, and also the expectation of what blindness is supposed to be. We are all somewhere on the spectrum between sighted and blind, and that changes from any given moment. Like if you are out in the sun and then you suddenly come into a dark space and there's all these spots in front of your eyes, you can't see. For some of us, those moments of being temporarily disabled are longer or more frequent. But there's this in-between space that so many people fall into with low vision. So I have to make a choice to either be the person walking down the street with dark glasses and a white cane to show everyone that I'm blind.
See? See? Hear? Hearing is seeing. Seeing is hearing.
Or I'm the person riding my bike and waving hello back to people who I can't even really see. Sometimes people with disabilities will pass as more able-bodied to avoid stigma and judgment. And it's a conversation that's not really talked about. There's lots of media representations of people that are fully blind. You know, you can think of like Oedipus or King Lear when the guy gets his eyes gouged out.
Upon these eyes of thine, I'll set my mark.
Or superheroes like Daredevil or Tommy by the Who. You know, it's like all or nothing. But there are very few media representations of people that are partially blind or losing their vision. So in making this piece called Cones about my Cone-Rod dystrophy, I'm using the cone, the shape cone, as an inroad to talk about the cones that aren't as visible.
Invisible and visible. Visible and invisible.
So there are all these things that I can't see.
Roadhog!
But then there are all sorts of things that I notice that the normally sighted 20/20 person who doesn't have an eye disease, they don't see the things that I see.
Morgan Fitzpatrick Andrews is a theater maker with a rare congenital eye disease called Cone-rod dystrophy 5. His new solo performance piece, Cones, premieres Friday, June 19th at the Rotunda in Philadelphia as part of the Solo Festival. Jonathan Pfeffer produced this piece.